Muslims have a responsibility to wait until the time ordained by Allah comes to achieve success. One of the secrets Allah points to in the verses of the Quran is the need for believers to display patience in order for something to be resolved. When we look at the noble book, the Quran, we see that the prophets, as well as all true believers, were advised to wait for a specific time before achieving the promised success. This important fact can also be seen from a look at the lives of the prophets. The first revelation came to our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he was 40. Allah appointed a 40-day waiting period for the Prophet Moses alaihi salam. Allah reveals this in verse 142 of Surah Al-A'raf. Quote, "We set aside 30 nights for Moses and then completed them with 10, so the appointed time of his Lord was 40 nights in all. Moses said to his brother Aaron, 'Be my Khalif among my people. Keep order and do not follow the way of the corruptors.'" Unquote. Almighty Allah has also appointed 40 as the age of maturity for human beings. Allah states in Surah Al-Ahqaf, verse 15, quote, "We have instructed man to be good to his parents. His mother bore him with difficulty, and with difficulty gave birth to him. And his bearing and weaning take 30 months. Then, when he achieves his full strength and reaches 40, he says, 'My Lord, keep me thankful for the blessing you bestowed on me and on my parents, and keep me acting rightly, pleasing you, and make my descendants righteous. I have repented to you, and I am truly one of the Muslims.'" Unquote. In the Quran, Allah also appoints a waiting period for Muslims to achieve success and dominion. It can be seen that the prophets and the believers who followed them preached to their own communities, reminded them with the Quran, and were then advised to wait. Verses referring to Muslims waiting patiently are as follows. In Surah Al-An'am, verse 158, quote, "What are they waiting for, but for the angels to come to them, or for your Lord himself to come, or for one of your Lord's signs to come? On that day that one of your Lord's signs does come, no faith which a self profess will be of any use to it, if it did not have faith before, and earn good in its faith. Say, wait, then, we too are waiting." Unquote. In Surah Al-A'raf, verse 71, quote, "He said, 'Punishment and anger have come down on you from your Lord. Do you argue with me regarding names which you and your forefathers invented and for which Allah has never granted down no authority? Wait, then, I am waiting with you.'" Unquote. In Surah At-Tawbah, verse 24, quote, "Say, if your fathers or your sons or your brothers or your wives or your tribe or any wealth that you have acquired or any business you fear may slump or any house which pleases you are dearer to you than Allah and His Messenger and striving in His way, then wait till Allah brings about His command. Allah does not guide people who are the deviators." Unquote. In Surah At-Tawbah, verse 52, quote, "Say, what do you await for us except for one of the two best things? But what we await for you is for Allah to inflict a punishment on you, either directly from Himself or at our hands. So wait, we are waiting with you." Unquote. In Surah Yunus, verse 20, quote, "They say, why has a sign not been sent down to him from his Lord? Say, the unseen belongs to Allah alone. So wait, I am waiting with you." Unquote. In Surah Yunus, verse 102, quote, "What are they waiting for but the same fate as those who passed away before them? Say, wait, I will be among the people waiting with you." Unquote. In Surah An-Naml, verse 27, quote, He, Solomon, said, We will wait and soon see if you have told the truth or are a liar. Unquote. In Surah As-Sajda, verse 30, quote, So turn from them and wait. They too are waiting. Unquote. In Surah Al-Ahzab, verse 23, quote, Among the believers, there are men who have been true to their contract they made with Allah. Some of them have fulfilled their pact by death, and some are still waiting to do so, not having changed in any way at all. Unquote. In Surah Ad-Dukhan, verse 58 to 59, quote, We have made it easy in your own tongue, so that hopefully they will pay heed. So watch and wait. They too are waiting. Unquote. In Surah Al-Qamar, verse 27, quote, We will send the she-camel as a trial for them. Just keep a watchful eye on them and be steadfast. Unquote. It can be seen from the above verses that the communities of unbelievers also have waiting periods. While believers wait for Allah's promise to come true and, by His leave, to achieve victory, unbelievers also await the punishment to come. For believers, this waiting time means an increase in their patience, closeness to Allah, and in their reward. This period, permitted to unbelievers, however, merely means an increase in sin. Almighty Allah reveals this in verse 178 of Surah Ali Imran. Quote, Those who disbelieve should not imagine that the extra time we granted to them is good for them. We only allow them more time so they will increase in evil-doing. They will have a humiliating punishment. Unquote. Almighty Allah also advises the Prophet seeking His help against the unbelievers to wait. Allah will definitely make good His promise and will inflict defeat on the unbelievers and destroy their false religions. But He has ordained a specific time for this and advises believers to wait patiently. In response to the prayers for help of His messengers who preach to their communities, Almighty Allah has promised that the unbelievers will be defeated, but that they will have to wait. Allah says in Surah Al-Mu'minun, verse 39 to 40, quote, He said, My Lord, help me because of their calling me a liar. He said, In a short while, they will be full of regret. Unquote. A believer has a responsibility to serve Allah in the life of this world, to communicate the moral values of the Quran, and to behave in a way that will be most pleasing to him. The climate of the test in which the believer finds himself is specially created in order for him to strengthen in faith, to draw closer to Allah, to seek shelter in Him with prayer, and to win His good pleasure, and to go to paradise. Everything he strives for has already happened in the sight of Allah, and our Lord has brought everything to the finest conclusion. The effort and hard work put into this will certainly not change the outcome. Allah will certainly create what He promises and show it. People must, therefore, not forget that the efforts they put into obtaining a good outcome, the efforts made for Allah, the preaching and the patience displayed are only important to their own hereafter in the sight of Allah. A Muslim has a duty to surrender to Allah with a satisfied heart. Certainly, Almighty Allah is He who creates all things in the most perfect, flawless, and auspicious manner.